So what are you doing? I remember my boyfriend asking over the phone one night, soon after I arrived in Berlin. I was standing by the window, looking across to the facades opposite. I'm watching the neighbours, I told him. You freak, he said. No, you don't understand. They don't draw their curtains. It's weird. It was one of the first things I noticed when I moved here. Each evening our neighbours opposite would light their apartments and move about the space, placing their lives on full view to the world outside. Taking a break from work to stretch my neck and shoulders, it's like looking across to a mosaic of tiny stage sets, a different scene in each window with a continuing story to follow along every night. Down on the first floor, there's the elderly couple in their book-lined drawing room, white-haired and stately. They watched every match of the Euro Cup football. Then there's the two girls who gossip at their kitchen table. I sometimes wonder if the dark-haired one knows that her roommate walks about the apartment undressed when she's out. One story above lives an African man. He likes to cook for a woman who visits often. She rests back in her chair and watches him move about the kitchen. They laugh a lot, those two. It reminds me of the doll's house I used to play with as a child, with its tiny figurines and miniature furniture. And sometimes I wish I could reach over to the bald young man with the well-tended window boxes, the one who sits alone most evenings before the blue light of his computer screen. I'd pluck him from his window and place him maybe round the table with the gossiping girls, or in that room only on the other side of his wall, invisible to him, but visible to me, where a party of friends drink wine around a candlelit dinner table. I guess the neighbours must see us too, because we don't draw our curtains either. We feel more like Berliners this way, our lives an open page. It's already something I've come to love about the city. And I don't know why, but being able to glance into my neighbours' lives somehow comforts me. It makes me feel less of a stranger in this new city. It's soothing to witness the normality of other people's lives as they come in from work, cook an evening meal, and settle before the TV screens that make their nighttime windows glow and fade in underwater blue. Finally, the lights begin to go out, and the facades fall dark, and sometimes I'll look up from my desk and see a silhouetted figure disappear through a lit doorway into the hall, then a second or two later, an adjacent window will light as they enter a bedroom. Only then do they draw the curtains, as if to say, "That's it for the night. Show's over. Bedtime." For Berlin Stories, I'm Claire Wigfall.